This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Lynnell Willingham sitting in for G&D here on the 4th of July as we take you around the DMV. You can call us at 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It is at @NELL_BTP. A lot more to get to as we take you up to 7 o'clock. Here in this 3 o'clock hour, I want to go focus hot and heavy on the NBA. We'll talk about the Washington Wizards specifically coming up here a little bit later on. But there is a picture that is surfacing online right now, and it has a lot of folks speculating what is next, what does it mean? LeBron James was pictured earlier this morning at the Cleveland Cavaliers practice facility. It's something he actually does every year. He still lives in the area. And he goes and trains there every once in a while because that's where he lives. So here is where I stand with all of this. And I'm going to jump around a little bit before I actually get to it. First and foremost, like, I am so annoyed with folks that feel like LeBron James wants to be in the spotlight and that LeBron James does everything on purpose. There are people on social media saying that, oh, LeBron is messing with the Lakers by going and training at the Cavs practice facility. I don't think that's at all what LeBron's doing. I think LeBron is conveniently using the gym that is most accessible to him, like anybody would. Right? Like, that's just the way people move. It's just the way people operate. I don't understand this notion, this premise that LeBron is screwing with the Lakers by being, you know, pictured at the Cavs practice facility working out. One, he's still under contract with the Lakers. And two, he's from Cleveland. He still lives in Cleveland. Has homes all across the East Coast, I'm sure. It's what happens when you're rich. But what I want to talk about here now is what is next for LeBron James and the LA Lakers. What is next for LeBron and the Lakers? Because on Sunday, Ben, were you with me on Sunday? Was Bennett? I think it was Bennett.
I wasn't.
You weren't. See, this all the days are blending together. On Sunday, though, during my show, the news actually broke that LeBron was opting in to this $52.6 million player option. And initially, I honestly didn't make too much of it, but the statement that was released by LeBron's agent, Rich Paul, is really what got me going, something is up when it comes to LeBron and the Lakers. So much so that when I went on later that night on the Infinity Sports Network, I made a bold proclamation. And I said this on Sunday. Now knowing what's happened since Sunday, I look like a genie, right? Like I should be reading fortunes and reading palms and whatnot. I still believe that LeBron James has played his final game as a member of the Los Angeles Lakers. I firmly believe that. I don't think there's anything anyone can say to me that would convince me otherwise. I think LeBron James has played his final game as a member of the Lakers. And the interesting part about all of this, to me, is like, well, what's next for L.A.? What is next for Los Angeles? How do they go about their business knowing that LeBron probably is on the outs and could be requesting a trade at some point? See, the funniest thing to me about all of this is this idea of, well, LeBron's trying to wait and see what the Lakers are going to do. Can they build a championship roster in the West? DeAndre Ayton and Jake LaRavia. That's what the Lakers have done to this point. Is that moving the needle? Does that put you as a top four team in the West? And see, this is what's so funny about the Lakers. Because there was that logjam between the 2 and the 6 seed in the Western Conference last year, where it was separated by like 3 or 4 games, L.A. finishing as the 2 seed, or the 3 seed rather, made you think that what happened last year for them was good and they should be happy about it and that they're a legit, you know, title contender in the conference. They're not. They're not. And these comments from Rich Paul say as much. This is what Rich Paul had to say to Shams Charania of ESPN on Sunday. LeBron wants to compete for a championship. He knows the Lakers are building for the future. He understands that, but values a realistic chance of winning it all. We are very appreciative of the partnership that we've had for 8 years with Jeannie Buss and Rob Pelinka, and consider the Lakers as a critical part of his career. Rich Paul also went on to say, we understand the difficulty in winning now while preparing for the future. We do want to evaluate what's best for LeBron at this stage in his life and career. He wants to make every season he has left count, and the Lakers understand that, are supportive, and want what's best for him. You don't release these comments to Shams of ESPN without having 1 foot out of the door already. Like, that is how I feel about where things currently stand. ESPN Cleveland, Ben, just tweeted this out. This is, I mean, people are running wild with this. LeBron James commented on, this is Instagram account, it's a female, I believe, Al Clifton, AL.Clifton, and they're on Lake Leanne, and I believe that's in Ohio, and it's Jersey Day. And they say the only one we rock is the LeBron jersey, and it's her. It's a female wearing the Christmas Day Cavs jersey from like 10 years ago, and then it's this dude wearing a throwback Cavs jersey, the one that has the orange lettering on it with the blue background. I'll tweet it out if you're not familiar with what I'm talking about. LeBron James on Instagram commented and said proper attire, and it's now being reposted by ESPN Cleveland. LeBron be trolling, man. I that's the best way that I can put it. I do think he's trolling.
There's one thing about the situation, because you know, reuniting with Cleveland, like, his storybook, and Cleveland is obviously a team that's already close enough given how weak the East is going to be this year with all the injuries.
Yeah.
But I was trying to do the math to figure out how this would work, but how financially could Cleveland even make it work? I don't even think they can.
They would have to ship out Darius Garland.
This whole offseason.
They would have to ship out Darius Garland.
This whole NBA offseason, the whole theme for everyone has just been like, how do we find enough money to get who we want on our team? Like, nobody has money. I think Brooklyn was the only team that was operating like positive within the salary cap.
Right.
So this whole offseason is just a mess financially.
Yeah, it has been crazy, and that's the big holdup, I would say, in any LeBron James deal is how can you match salary? There is one LeBron James deal in particular that I would be on board for and that I think is actually going to happen. But before we get to that, I think it's proper and fitting to kind of lay things all out here and show where we actually are. First and foremost, if you are Rob Pelinka and Jeannie Buss, first of all, they're the two worst executives in the NBA. Let's be very honest about their standing and their track record. I consistently say it. LeBron James saved the Los Angeles Lakers. When you think about where that franchise was before LeBron got to town and the time that they spent in the lottery for 3 and 4 years and they busted on every pick that they chose, D'Angelo Russell, Julius Randle, Brandon Ingram, I mean, you name it, Lonzo Ball, the list goes on and on. Rob Pelinka and Jeannie Buss stink at their job, and LeBron James is at a point where he probably feels like, hey, enough is enough for me. I only have so much time left. We say it all the time. Father Time is undefeated. He's only got so much time left. At some point, if you were LeBron, you got to say, well, damn, which situation is going to give me the best chance to compete for a championship? L.A. is not that. And I knew this last year at the deadline when they traded for Luka. There is nothing the Lakers can do to make themselves a title contender this offseason. There's nothing they can do. There's nothing that they can do. And when the trade initially happened, my eyebrows were raised. I couldn't believe what had happened. And according to multiple reports out there, the Lakers trading for Luka was the beginning of the end of LeBron James being there. And in hindsight, when you hear that, you go, huh? But think about it from a basketball fit. You all watched them lose in five against the Timberwolves. How nasty did they look offensively at times? And I mean nasty in a bad way. How disgusting did they look at times offensively when it's Luka dribbling the basketball for 16 out of the 24 seconds on the shot clock and then tossing it to LeBron at the end of the clock saying, hey, go make something happen. As great as both LeBron is and as great as Luka is, two super talented individuals, they cannot coexist together. You cannot win a championship with those two on the same team. You cannot get the best out of LeBron James with Luka on the floor. You can't get the best out of Luka with LeBron on the floor. Both guys need the basketball in their hands. That's why the dream scenario for LeBron should be one, Steph Curry, because we know Steph Curry can play off of the basketball and can run around and shoot the cover off of the ball. And then Kyrie Irving. Why did LeBron and Kyrie coexist so well? Because Kyrie could play off the basketball. Kyrie was able to get his own and create while also playing within the flow and not being the ball hog. But things are in a very, very, very delicate spot, I would say, right now between LeBron James and the L.A. Lakers. I firmly believe that. Things are in a super delicate spot. And as I said to start the segment, I'll reiterate it here again. I think LeBron's played his final game as a member of the Lakers. The interesting thing to me is like, well, what do the Lakers do? Because, see, what you don't want to run the risk of if you're L.A., you don't want to get caught with your pants down. Because let's be real here, right? LeBron James has pretty much told you, hey, I don't have faith in this regime. I want to see what they're going to do and how they can build a championship contender. He doesn't have confidence that they can do that. Does Luka have confidence that they can do that? Seriously. If I'm Luka Doncic, if I'm Luka's representation, why would I want to stay in L.A. long term? Luka, why would he have any confidence that Rob Pelinka and Jeannie Buss can eventually at some point put a championship caliber roster around him? That's not at all what this is. If I'm Luka, like, I would have no confidence that that's the case. And now I put myself back in Rob Pelinka and Jeannie Buss's shoes. For once in their career, this is the time where you move with some foresight. Seriously. If I got any inkling, if I'm Rob Pelinka and Jeannie Buss, if I even get a whiff of, we're not sure if Luka's going to sign here long term, trade him. Trade him, trade him, trade him. The Lakers need to pull a Washington Wizards, is how I'm going to call it. They need to tear it down to the studs. If they have any inkling that Luka's not going to want to sign there long term. And based off of the track record of Rob Pelinka and Jeannie Buss, like, I wouldn't have a ton of confidence that Luka's just going to sign there. Like, that's not that ain't a foregone conclusion. It can't be. It can't be. But this is why I think it could possibly be a blessing in disguise if you're the Lakers. I don't think you can win a title with Luka Doncic as the best player on your team. I don't. I think he's super talented offensively. I don't think he could guard a parked car. And what happens in today's day and age in the NBA? When you can't guard, they hunt you out.
So on Locked On Wizards, Linnell, we were diving into NBA free agency, and of course LeBron comes up because it's LeBron, man. You hear LeBron might be on the move, everybody's locked into that. Everyone wants to know what's going to happen. And I hadn't read too much into it. I saw the initial reporting, of course, and I was talking through it, like, to myself on the air. And the more I talked through it with myself, I go, wait a second. LeBron is totally leaving. Like, why would he stay? There's no chance the Lakers win anything the remainder of his career there. The Lakers are not going to win with LeBron there. It makes all the sense for him to want out and go to the East. Like, there's just no chance.
So, as far as where the next – I totally agree with you that, like, they don't have a shot in the West. Like, they don't. And I'm not trying to be funny. Like, DeAndre Ayton doesn't move the needle for me. I'm sorry. Jake LaRavia doesn't move the needle for me. I'm sorry. They don't have a shot in hell in the West. Now, him going to the East, the Cleveland Cavaliers trade that is on the table, Ben, involves Cleveland moving off of Darius Garland in this scenario. I don't know if they would want to do that. I don't know what their roster would look like post-trade to where is that competitive enough to be the clear front-runner in the East. My dream destination for LeBron is the Dallas Mavericks. And if we're being realistic here, he's probably going to end up in Dallas. Think about what's there. Nico Harrison is a former lead exec with Nike. LeBron's relationship with Nico goes back years. We know that LeBron and Anthony Davis are best friends. We know that LeBron and Kyrie Irving are damn good friends. Could you imagine a starting lineup of LeBron? Could you imagine a starting lineup of LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, Cooper Flagg, Klay Thompson, and Anthony Davis? Like, could you imagine something like that? Like, it's crazy. It's going to happen, too. So here's how the Lakers trade could potentially work. Here's how the Lakers page could, the Lakers trade, rather, could potentially work. Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving are the only players on the Mavs that make more than $20 million next year. Ugh. The LeBron trade, they're going to have to ship out some combination of Daniel Gafford, Max Christie, P.J. Washington, Najee Marshall, Jaden Hardy, or Dwight Powell. And I don't think they're going to want to move off of Klay Thompson. I think that's going to be a piece that LeBron will want to keep there. But could you imagine, like, think about how confused we were when the trade happened earlier this winter when Luka got dealt to L.A. You think Nico Harrison and Rob Pelinka have been, like, in cahoots this entire time and they're both on board with LeBron going to Dallas as well? I think that's where we're headed. And if that happens, even without Kyrie Irving being there next year, it would make the Dallas Mavericks a damn formidable team in the Western Conference. I wouldn't say they're the front runner. They'd be damn close. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. What should the Los Angeles Lakers do here? Because I'll tell you straight up what I think they should do. If you're going to move on from LeBron, move on from LeBron. It makes sense for you to do so. I would do it. The next thing you got to ponder here, if you're the Lakers, is are you confident that Luka Doncic is going to sign with you long term? If there is not 100% wavering conviction that's going to happen, then you got to move on from Luka too. And you don't do it the way that fat-shaming bastard Nico Harrison did. You be a grown-up, Rob Pelinka and Jeannie Buss. You pick up the phone. You call the other 29 teams in the association, and you trade him to the highest bidder. Point blank. So if you're the Lakers, like, I think LeBron and Rich Paul sending out these cryptic messages to Shams, I think it's the best thing for the Lakers franchise. Tear the Band-Aid off of this. You were never going to win a title with LeBron and Luka as your best two players. They're counterproductive. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. What should the Los Angeles Lakers do here? We'll take one quick call before we go to break. Marcus in Largo wants to chime in. What's up, Mark?
Hey, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
Happy 4th of July, man. Happy 14, Mark.
I think the Lakers should move on from LeBron. They're going to keep Luka because this was an NBA move. And I think what people have to understand, well, now, this was an NBA move. And Kyrie's going to be back come October because I've been seeing Kyrie on Instagram. I don't see him with crutches on. Looks fine to me. You'll see him in October. They're going to be fine as far as Dallas is concerned because they get Cooper Kupp. This is planned by the league, okay? Everybody needs to get off of this Nico Harrison crap, okay? This was orchestrated by the league to move on from Luka, period. They need him to move on from the Lakers. And it's evidently clear with that, Linnell, is look at all these teams that are selling their franchises, man. In the last 2 years, the league is losing so much money that no one wants to talk about, and nothing is helping them. The only team that's really generating money, like you said, is Brooklyn. The other one is Golden State. Everybody else is selling their team. So from that point on, I think you need to move on from LeBron and just call it a day. And they'll build the team around Luka. That's not a problem for them. And Luka will stay there. I'm not worried about that. Here's what I think is the bigger issue for the league. And I said this to your screener. I think the NBA should start their season on Christmas Day. And here's the reason. They need to push their season back 2 months. Here's the reason why I say that.
For the NFL to dunk on them? I mean,
No. Hear me out, Linnell. Hear me out, boy. Hear me out, buddy. How much did they get on the June on that the last game? Game 7, they got a 19 share. 19 and it rounded out to 16. Do you know that's the highest they've had, and I think, since Game 7 – of the 2016 series between the Cavs and the Warriors, if everybody is losing money, back it up until December so you don't have to worry about – you're not competing with the NBA. You're not competing with college basketball. You have May and June where you can make all your money up. And it's a better sale. Right now, they are going into an NBC contract that they've been given a pot full of money to make them some money, and that's fine. But the reality of the situation is they need to make some changes. And one of the changes is back the season up until December. You know, if you're going to have these guys play all in the summer anyway, just back it up to December and let them play until the season ends at the end of May, and then they play into June and July.
Mark, I hear what you're saying, and I think there's a conversation that needs to be had about shortening the season, first of all, because if you watch NBA regular season basketball in November – in December, I mean, it's awful. It's hard to watch. Now, to me, them moving their opening day to Christmas Day is just asking for them to get embarrassed by the National Football League. Do you see what the NFL has done
on New Year's Day?
The NFL, college football, NFL.
What you're saying, Linnell, they're going to get embarrassed either way.
Either way, their product is lax in the season.
So they're going to get embarrassed either way. Right. If they keep it the way it is, they're still getting embarrassed. So what are you saying? The best bet is to open the season up in January.
Try something new is what you're saying. Throw something at the the wall and see if it sticks. I hear you 100%. Mark, I appreciate you.
I mean, you're sitting up there saying play a shorter schedule.
I think that should be the key.
Look, let me say this, man. Baseball players play 162 games.
And that's boring as hell and nobody watches, Mark. I appreciate the call. We had to end a break. 1-800-636-1067. You can always count on Mark and Largo bringing some life to the program. That was awesome. Always love talking to him. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. More of your calls if you got it. What should be next for the Los Angeles Lakers? Also, it's July the 4th. You know what that means? NBA Summer League begins tomorrow. What are some of our expectations for the Washington Wizards entering the Vegas Summer League? That is next there on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. We'll take you up to 7 o'clock here on this 4th of July, sitting in for Grant and Danny right here on the Fan. A little top Ben Strober behind the glass, taking your calls and playing the tunes, coming back from break. Ben, we were talking about it. There's a new NBA Youngboy album out, project out.
Yes, a sampler.
The first since his release, and you were giving me a review during the break, and I'll make it my homework tonight to listen to that.
Yeah, go ahead. You got six songs that came out. The rest of them come out July 25th, so let me know what you think later.
Yeah, we may have some new sound in the system, depending on how I feel about the songs.
Okay.
That's probably what we'll lead the show off with tomorrow morning, bright and early at 9 o'clock, talking about the ad-libs on NBA Youngboy's third track on the sampler.
There we go.
Anyways, a lot more to get to as we roll till 7 o'clock here on this 4th of July. We'll get into the National Football League coming up in the back half of the show. There is a lot of scuttlebutt out there right now surrounding RFK 2.0 and Muriel Bowser. She spoke to Front Office Sports yesterday and had some pretty interesting comments on where things sit. I know Kevin Sheehan got the chance to catch up with her here recently as well, so we'll talk about RFK 2.0 a little bit later on. We'll also talk about where things currently stand with Terry McLaurin and his contract extension and why I'm at the point right now where if it's not done by a certain point in training camp, I may be willing to part ways with one Terry McLaurin. So that's coming up a little bit later on in the show. Right now, I want to keep things on the hardwood. NBA Summer League gets underway tomorrow, and boy, did they not waste any time giving us just dog-ass matchups off the rip. Tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Eastern time, make sure you're in front of your TV sets. It's VJ Edgecombe versus Ace Bailey. Sixers and Jazz. I forgot. So my computer, Ben, this is where it's embarrassing to be me. My computer is on West Coast time, so I think I'm giving out the wrong time to the game. It says 6 p.m. on my laptop. That's 6 p.m. West Coast time. So I'll do the math for you here real quick and get you the actual NBA Summer League schedule. But bottom line is, off the rip, we're getting Ace Bailey versus VJ Edgecombe. And throughout this entire draft process, there was talk of, well, is Philadelphia going to take Ace Bailey? Does Ace Bailey want to play in Philadelphia? You're going to find out right away whether or not that was a good decision by the Sixers or not. Big picture, though, for me when it comes to Summer League, like I don't put a whole lot of stock in Summer League. So that's a 9 p.m. tip-off. They're in prime time tomorrow night, talking about Jazz and Sixers. So that should be cool. But the thing about Summer League, it's so hard for me to put a whole lot of stock in it. If you're bad, obviously you're bad. I think we all remember the Johnny Davis Summer League and how terrible he was during his summer. And it ended up leading to him being one of the worst draft picks in the history of the franchise. But in terms of, like, this Summer League for this group of Wizards kids, Ben, we talked about it after the draft. Like, I think the Wizards should win NBA Summer League. Like, when you consider who they're going to play, you're probably going to see a lot of Bub Carrington. You're probably going to see a fair amount of Keyshawn George. You're probably going to see – I don't know if Bilal will play at all during this. Normally, the first 2 years in OKC, this is how they did it, where Will Dawkins mm-hmm. and company come from. Their first, you know, 2 years there, you play Summer League, no matter how good you were as a rookie. You show up for your sophomore Summer League as well, and then they'll make the, you know, the determination as to whether or not you'll continue. With the Wizards, I'm eager to see what the roster is going to be. I'm eager to see how much guys play. But as far as what I'm expecting from the Wizards in Summer League, I expect them to win the whole thing. I do. And we were talking during the break about Tristan Vukovic. He's another guy, Ben, that I think is going to be, you know, very much a key part of this Wizards Summer League roster. But in terms of, like, specific things that I want to see, obviously you want to see Trey Johnson show well for himself. You want to see Will Riley show well for himself. You want to see the second-round pick out of Florida State show well for himself as well. It's obviously about the rookies. But I think, to me, like, when you're a team that's trying to learn how to win and a team that's trying to learn how to be a contender, I would put a lot of stock in Summer League if I was Will Dawkins and company. Not even really just from the player development standpoint, but, like, let's compete. Let's go out and take things seriously. We got accused of tanking all last year. Let's go out and try to win this Summer League, and I think that should be the mentality of the Washington Wizards. We'll see, though, what their mentality actually is based on how much guys play. But in terms of, like, who I'm most excited about seeing in Summer League, I feel like A.J. Johnson is going to put someone on a poster this summer. Like, he is the guy, and I know that's probably a name coming out of left field. A lot of people are probably thinking, well, you want to see Trey Johnson, right? You want to see Will Riley. You want to see the first-round picks from this year. Yes, I do. They all intrigue me. I want to see A.J. Johnson, though. I want to see A.J. Johnson and how much bigger and stronger he's gotten since the end of the regular season.
You know what's so great about the Summer League here is there's an opportunity to really specifically watch certain things that will translate to the regular season. So if you're a Wizards fan right here, you know, the things I'm most interested in seeing from the players is Bob Carrington getting to the rim, getting to the free throw line with more regularity, Alex Saar showing more aggression, especially around the paint. You know, he's getting the rap right now that he's too soft. I want to see if there's improvement on that front. And then also seeing Keyshawn George and how he emerges because he came on real strong toward the end of the regular season. And I think he's a guy that has the tools to be a real difference maker offensively, and I'm excited to see how he fares in this Summer League.
That's a very interesting guy to bring up as well, because I think actually last year, he looked better than Alex Saar and Bub Carrington a lot.
Yeah, he was cooking in Summer League last year.
He played really well. And then what I was most intrigued by and what, like, stood out, he can handle the basketball for his size, man. Like, I wasn't super familiar with what he was going to be at the NBA level. I thought he was more of, like, a shooter. Obviously, he could stroke the hell out of the basketball, but what we saw last year in Summer League, and we saw it this year during the regular season for the Wizards, he could play make. Could create shots for himself and others. Like, he knows how to hoop, man, is the best way that I could put it.
Lob threat, too.
Lob threat. Like, he's got a lot of cool things about his game. For me, with him, like, I want to see him put the ball on the floor a little bit more. I want to see the handle improve. Like, it's so funny that Kyle Kuzma was here and, like, he was kind of blocking dude shine. Like, Keyshawn George is going to be better than Kyle Kuzma in this league. He's got better tools than Kyle Kuzma.
Everyone on this team got better when Kuzma left. It was so obvious. I still can't believe it was a real quote where Kuz was like, Yeah, you know, I'm not really like with the whole development thing. I'm gonna just go out there and do me.
Yeah, he's an idiot. He thinks that because
that was one of the dumbest comments I've ever seen from an athlete.
He's an idiot. He puts 235 pound plates on each side of the bar and power cleans it and thinks he's working out. He is a
that's
social
115 pounds.
Dude, exactly.
That's nothing.
It's nothing. He is a social media ass dude. All he cares about is what his next hair color is going to be, and the next photo op he's got. Like
that pink suit pink thing. What do you even call what he was wearing?
Credit to Monumental turning it into a bobblehead and making the most out of the moment.
What is that called? Do you
know? I don't know. It's called being
a sweater.
It's called having no drip. It's called not knowing how to dress. It's called what not to do. So crazy to me, the Kyle Kuzma stuff. Oh, I'm so glad that you see how we're talking differently about Kuz. Both Kuz and Jordan Poole are gone. They both came here and were mercenaries. I don't think anyone thought they were going to both be here long term. But think about the dialogue surrounding Kuz's exit and the dialogue surrounding Jordan Poole's exit. Goes to show you Jordan Poole actually meant something to the fan base and to the franchise. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. NBA Summer League gets underway tomorrow. My favorite matchup on tap is Utah and the Philadelphia 76ers. You'll get to see the third overall pick, Vijay Edgecombe, go head-to-head against the fifth overall pick, Ace Bailey, tomorrow night on ESPN. Super excited for that. The Wizards get Vegas Summer League underway, I believe, next week, if I'm not mistaken. What are your expectations for the Wizards during Summer League, and which youngin are you most excited to see? 1-800-636-1067. Ronald is in Greenbelt. Wants to chime in. What's going on, Ronald? How you doing, brother?
Hey, hey, Danielle. How's it going? Happy 4th.
Happy 4th to you, brother.
Listen, you was talking about LeBron prior to me calling.
Uh-huh.
I want to elaborate on that real quick. He'll probably want to go to somewhere where he can get deep in the playoffs. Now, I don't see him playing one or two more years in the league myself. He'll probably going to go to, if it's his choice, one or two teams that's in the league, maybe Dallas or Golden State. Because I don't think the Lakers are going to buy him out, even at that age, you know.
And Ron, I was saying this too. That's one hell of a buyout, ain't it? And think about this. I don't think the Lakers are going to buy him out.
Yeah.
The Lakers, they just sold. They just sold and they're cheap. The Lakers have, for years, operated like a mom-and-pop organization. They are a big-named organization with small pockets, is how I would put it.
Yeah. But I don't think Dallas is going to give up three players in the draft pick for LeBron. Maybe two in a second, because they don't know the longevity of him. It's just a one-shot deal.
I think
Kyrie's not expecting back. Kyrie might not come back till like January or February, you know. So they're going to go after Dallas' bigs more than likely. And Golden State don't really have that much. I don't think Golden State have that much luxury. It'd just be him, Steph, and Jimmy Butler,
No, that's the thing. If Golden State was to pull the trigger on a LeBron deal, Jimmy Butler would be the centerpiece of it. You would have to match salaries.
Because then you just put him and Steph and a bunch of players. So I don't think that's going to be deep into the playoffs,
It's going to be fascinating.
I don't know. It's going to be crazy.
It is. I think it's just the beginning. For sure.
I think
it's just the beginning, too, of how wild things are going to get this summer in the NBA. We appreciate you as always, Ronald. I mean, we're already off to a crazy start. I think it gets even crazier, man. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. NBA Summer League gets underway this weekend. The Las Vegas Summer League gets underway in about a week or so. What are your expectations for the Wizards during Summer League, and which youngin are you most excited to see? We'll take your calls on that next as the fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
+1 800-636-1067 is the number. Sitting in for Grant and Danny here on this 4th of July. You can tweet at me. It's at NELL_BTP. Back with you tomorrow morning as well, bright and early, right here on the Fan 9 to noon. So plenty of opportunity for you to lock in with me throughout this weekend. One thing we'll talk about as we continue to roll throughout the show, we mentioned it right off the top. Joey Chestnut making his return to the hot dog eating landscape. What would be your competitive eating food? Take your calls all show long on that at 1-800-636-1067. What would be your competitive eating food? I always think watching the whole hot dog thing is always trifling as hell to me, if I'm being honest. The fact that they dip the bread and water, and it just, it's all nasty.
I can't look away from it, though.
Yeah, you're a sicko, 100%.
Dude, so you know that little recording studio that we got you know, next to the 980 studio? I went in there to record a short about Jonathan Kuminga Wizard Smoke, which I'm sure you and I can talk about at some point in this show. But anyways, I was about to record, and I saw on that like little tiny monitor to the left, the hot dog contest had just, I was like, oh, I got to watch the whole, I watched the whole thing, watched the entire contest.
Yeah, that's, did anyone barf?
They show Chestnut the whole time. Like, that's all they should
that's
show.
That's all it's about, yeah.
He is the best, he is the greatest human athlete ever.
So, there's so many, like, different versions of these type of people, is how I'm going to describe them. I was watching, ironically enough, I was watching Wife Swap one day. And if anyone out there has never watched Wife Swap, you are a missing high-quality geek, is how I would put it. Wife Swap is the reality TV show where you swap families, like 100,000 miles apart. You swap families, and you normally get placed into a situation that's completely different from how you move. There was a Wife Swap episode, and it's how I got introduced to the best professional drinker out there. I don't know if you're hip to Badlands Chugs.
Come on, man. You think I don't know who Badlands Chugs is?
I got hip to Badlands Chugs watching Wife Swap, and it was like, wow. People really do this. It pays to be greedy. It's basically what it's shown. It's the craziest thing ever to me. What Badland Chugs does, though, I think it's crazy, and I'm not trying to body shame or fat shame anybody. Badlands Chugs looks like he does nothing but guzzle 2-liter sodas all day. Joey Chestnut's built like a damn tank. He looks like a guy that is in tip-top shape, that is strategic about what he does, and he takes his craft seriously. I've never looked this up, and I guess I'll do it right now while I've got a second.
They all look like that, Linnell. Most competitive eaters are built with a pretty slight frame because that's just how it works. The training regimens, yeah. You'd probably train. I've watched videos on it before because I think it's really damn interesting. It's like a 1 to 2 time a week thing. Like, imagine you wake up in your training because you got to sit down for 10 minutes and eat like 70 hot dogs. Like, you'd say, that's easy. Like, an athlete has to work at but that's hard. That's miserable. Imagine how his body feels after he trains.
Imagine how your gut feels.
Imagine how he feels right now, this second.
He's probably barfing.
He's a champion.
But he's a champion. Hopefully he's somewhere hammered right now because that's what he should be.
There's no way he could be drinking right now.
Well, yeah, he'd be puking everywhere now that I think about it. Here's how crazy the internet is. I typed in how much in Google. Guess what the first search suggestion was?
How much did he eat?
How much does Joey Chestnut make? It's almost like they were listening to us. Because I'm curious to know like how much he gets paid for this stuff. Dude, his annual income is estimated between $250,000 and $500,000 with a net worth of around $4 million. His earnings primarily come from prize money, endorsements, public appearances, and his growing condiment business. See, that's way to be smart. If you're going to be known for gobbling glizzies, at least come out with your own brand of ketchup or mustard or something. But he raw dogs these things, right? I don't see him ever put a condiment on these things.
No, there's no time to do it. You just dunk it in the water and
that's disgusting.
And get it down.
It's
by any means necessary.
Wet bread is all I can think about. Well, we're going to talk about coming up on the other side of the break. What would be your competitive eating food? I got a couple that come to mind for me, but we want to hear from you at 1-800-636-1067. Joey Chestnut returning to the competitive eating stage after taking last year off. He was victorious earlier this afternoon. What we're asking you on the phone is a two-parter. What would be your competitive eating food? And when you're thinking of comebacks in the world of sports, in honor of Joey Chestnut, what's some of your favorite comebacks that have happened in the world of pro sports? All that and more next there on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.